Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's a new season and it's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our shape-up series. Our shape-up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision. Why? So that you can achieve your goals, ultimately so that you can live out your dreams wherever you are on your journey. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, the number four, the letter U. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then I know you get excited when you hear we are going to open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to an interactive environment that's rich, and we truly do love and appreciate that. So we encourage you, Our global listening audience, don't be shy to chime in at the appropriate time. Your feedback, insight, participation is truly valued. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to what? Yes, that's right. Shape up and win. Did you know that growth doesn't just happen? That is quite a thought to consider, because many are under the impression that, oh, I'll just grow, it'll just happen. But I want to give you some insight around being intentional and what that means, because growth doesn't just happen. But before we jump into today's topic and the richness thereof, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Ask someone to join you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. I don't know. Do whatever you need to do. Bottom line, get the message out there. Send a fax. Go old school. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Well, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, iPads, tablets available, smartphones, you better grab something so that you can take notes around the richness of what will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. But before we do that, let's talk about, wow, it's been a long season of absence since we have last connected. And wow, what has Coach Adams been doing? Well, she has been doing quite a lot. I went to Israel, had an amazing time in the Holy Land. It was so spiritually enlightening and empowering. Spent some special time around the holidays in Dallas with my family. And that's always rich to be with my family and to share and just to have some downtime. Kicked off the year in a blaze of glory, just fighting to make it happen. And intentional and deliberate about that. Been consulting, and it's been going extremely well. And I just love absolutely day to be able to do what I enjoy doing at various levels and at different stages on my journey. Where did I go? I went to Cabo San Lucas, and I had some wonderful time with, again, family and friends, sharing and celebrating a number of our birthdays. And that was just another rich time to be away, to soak in, and to reflect. I believe that it's important on our journey that we keep a healthy balance. Now, one thing that anyone that knows me would say, and they recognize, I definitely serve hard and I live purpose hard, but I definitely know how to decompress and relax and recharge, and we all have to take that time to recharge. But it's important for us to be able to have that balance. And we're talking about being intentional, understanding that growth doesn't just happen. And, you know, I want you to know that when we're talking about growth, I often use this illustration because for me, it really brings it home. You know, when a woman is pregnant with a baby in the womb, that is the one and only place that growth automatically happens. She doesn't have to tell the baby to stretch. She doesn't have to tell the baby's hands to grow. She doesn't have to tell the baby, you know, the arms, the limbs, any of that to happen. It's a natural process that simply happens. But that's in the womb. Once we are released into this world, our growth doesn't just happen. Emotional growth doesn't just happen. Spiritual growth, whatever your beliefs are, do not just happen. financial growth. It doesn't just happen. You don't just wake up one day with zero in your bank account and ba-dam, like, you know, hello, the genie in the bottle. Speaking of Aladdin, one of the movies that I saw recently, it's not magical. You don't just, you know, rub the bottle and then suddenly you have all of this money in your account. Growth does not just happen. There is an intentionality that has to take place. And many of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, are you talking about intentionality again? I am. And you know why I am? I'm taking a different spin and a different approach and a different look because it's so important that it's worth taking another look at from a different point of view. Because so often in my coaching practice, I deal with individuals and they feel like, oh, I don't need to work that hard because it's all going to just come together. It's going to just happen. I don't need to do anything other than just exist. Well, that's a thought. You don't have to do anything to convert. Well, I don't care who you speak to, be it someone that has achieved success or not, that all would agree when we don't plan, we fail. And none of us plan to fail, but in our lack of planning, we in essence have planned to fail. And so I want you to know that this intentionality is so important and it's so key as we're talking about growth doesn't just happen. When we're looking at intentionality and being intentional, we must understand this word intention or intentional. So this is about something being done on purpose with that is deliberate. Something done on purpose, and it is deliberate. So when we're talking about being intentional about my goals, being intentional about my desires, being intentional about whatever it is that you want, you have to have a plan because it's not going to just happen. You know, I heard a quote recently. And then he said this some time ago in a video that he was a part of, Denzel Washington. He said, don't just aspire to make a living, aspire to make a difference. And when I heard that quote from Denzel Washington, I thought, wow, that is so key. Because many of us are just aspiring to allow the ends to meet instead of aspiring to make a difference. That's a greater vision. And as you know, here on Motivational Mondays, it's all about expanding your worldview and giving you tools that support you on your journey of achievement. And so I want you to really expand your worldview that we get out of this limited mindset of I'm just aspiring to make the ends meet. I'm just aspiring to live. But now you are operating from a different level of intentionality that's deliberate and a greater level of purpose, that it's about making a difference. When you make a difference in the lives of others, you're now an influencer. And you're going to hear in future episodes, we're going to dive into this subject of growing in our value as an influencer. And so I want you to know that this time that we're sharing together is so that you get some tools in your toolbox that will support you in moving to another level. Being great requires that we are intentional. Good is the enemy of great, moving from good to great. And I know that you wouldn't be here investing this hour of time if you were okay with where you are. And I don't have to know where you are. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your background. None of that matters. What I anticipate is the fact that you are investing this time, this hour of power, because you want some motivation. You need some motivation. You want to be inspired to move to another level in this next day ahead, in this next hour ahead, whatever that may look like for you. And so I'm very grateful and honored to be able to share in that growth with you. It's great to have a goal. It's great to have goals, but we must recognize that in order for us to achieve our goals, we must be disciplined and we have to be consistent. You know, I've often shared that on my journey, and being transparent, that there was a season where I realized that I was being consistently inconsistent. I was being consistently inconsistent. And I recognize I need to have a shift. Something needs to change because I wasn't pleased with the results that I was receiving. And if you're not happy with the results that you're receiving in your life, you have to break that insanity. You have to be willing to do something differently. We have to first know, what is our target? What are you aiming for? What are you shooting for? And when you have that bow in your hand and you're shooting towards that target, in your mind, I know you're not saying, oh, I'll miss it. I won't even try to hit the target. No, there is great intentionality, focused, zoned in on purpose that is deliberate, that you are desiring to hit this target, desiring to hit this goal. And so I want you to know that in order for us to do that, we have to have a plan. We have to be committed to this plan. And so this requires that we grow in being disciplined, that we grow in being consistent. And that's where many of us fall short. One, we're not intentional on our journey. We're feeling like, oh, I'll just kind of move around. No direction. Wherever the wind takes me, I'm a flower child. I'm just going to flow with the wind. Wherever the wind takes me, I'm just going to kind of go in that direction. No intentionality. We're loosey-goosey, as one would say. And forget about intentionality. We're not trying to buckle down and be disciplined. And there's areas in my life where I need to buckle down and grow and be more disciplined and be more consistent. I, as I've shared transparently, openly with you, our global listening audience, I am still in process as well. I believe that as long as there is breath in our bodies and we have that dash from our sunrise to our sunset, whatever we do in between those two dates, is the dash, and there's still life to be accomplished. It doesn't matter what stage you're in. That dash means that there is still an assignment for each and every one of us to fulfill. And so I'm still in process, and I'm in process with you, my friends here, our global listening audience, as we grow together in achieving our goals, as we grow together so that we can win, that we're growing together, working it now, working and living out our desires, that it's now we're starting to be in that process of see some conversion. We're seeing conversion happen because we are all about moving and doing. Being intentional requires that something happens. We have to be stepping in the direction, even if we don't have all of the answers. And I must admit, I don't have all the answers. I really don't. But wow, there's some great tools. If you don't have the answers, do some research. Let Google be your best friend, Siri, whoever it may be. Ask, phone a friend. But don't sit in a place of ignorance and say, oh, I don't know. I don't have the answers. Fight to find the answers. I mean, what are you doing daily to better yourself? Because growth is intentional, and it's all about us moving daily to better ourselves so that we can ultimately have a better quality of life and live out our dreams. Assumptions in life are truly disappointments, and that is something that one of my mentors, John Maxwell, and I'm a part of the John Maxwell team. I'm a certified coach, speaker, trainer, and teacher for the John Maxwell organization, and what an honor. And so one of my mentors, John Maxwell, says assumption is life's disappointment. And it's a disappointment because many of us assume, oh, I'm going to grow. Oh, I'm going to make my dreams a reality. The assumption of assuming that something is going to just happen. And when it doesn't happen, we're disappointed. We become disenchanted because the reality is that what's lacking is the intentionality. And so in order for me to achieve my dreams, in order for my desires to become a reality, I have to be intentional. And that's what I want to zone in on. I want us to really take a closer look at the law of intentionality. And I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Into some coaching empowerment around the law of intentionality. The law of intentionality states that growth doesn't just happen. In order for us to grow, we must have a plan. So the question raised that we must each evaluate is, do you have a viable plan to grow? Growth is not a natural process. Do not assume that growth is going to simply just happen, because it will not. This assumption, as we discussed prior to that brief commercial break and that reminder of what this time is all about, assumption is life's disappointment. We assume, and then when we assume and nothing happens, we are disappointed, we are disenchanted. Growth does not just happen. Growth does not just happen. Whatever your thought process is, I want you to understand, if you take nothing away from this time of empowerment, the understanding that growth does not just happen. Growth is not a natural progression. We have to work it in order for it to happen. So, do you have a plan to grow? I want you to jot that down. Ask yourself that question. Do I have a viable plan in order to grow to the next level? Whatever that next level looks like for you, it's time to level up as we are getting into shape to win today on Motivational Mondays. I want to share with you, and for some it may be a reminder, the growth gaps that we have to evaluate. As we're looking at, do we have a plan? Understanding that I must have a plan and I must be committed to the plan. So it's not enough to have a plan. I must also be committed to that plan. Because having that plan and no commitment to that plan, I'm still going to yield the same result. Some people get excited, woohoo, I have a plan. They've taken the start of the year, as we are now halfway through the year, and they've written out all of these goals and this plan that they've never even looked at again, that they've had no commitment to, and therefore they're in the same position that they were in 6 months prior to on today. And there's been no change because of the assumption of it's just going to happen. Woohoo, I had the plan. I wrote it down. But you didn't do anything. And so the growth gap, the assumption gap, we've talked quite a bit about assumption. I will automatically grow. No, you won't, because growth doesn't just automatically happen, as we have established. Growth is not a natural process other than a baby being in the womb. Spiritual, emotional, psychological, physical, financial, success, whatever it is, it's not going to just happen. The knowledge gap. We touched briefly on this earlier, but I'm bringing it down. We're in this segment of our coaching empowerment, being very intentional and deliberate so you can get the nuggets and be clear on what they are. This knowledge gap, I don't know how to grow. Many of us, it's like a banner. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. My mentors teach that I don't know means I don't want to think about it. And so it's easy to say, I don't know. Someone can say, why aren't you achieving your goal? I don't know. It's just not happening. Because of the assumption of, I wrote it down, it's just going to happen. But there's something that we have to do in order to allow there to be this conversion. My pastor often shares that you have to participate. You have to be an active participant in your miracle. If you're wanting something to happen and change in your life, you have to be an active participant. And many of us, we get comfortable in the woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. My life is so hard. It's everyone else's fault. But you don't know how all of this stuff, instead of taking responsibility and being an active participant to change, it's never too late to change. Unfortunately, we often resist change because of this fear of loss. The loss of where I am today is comfortable. And so in order for me to change, I got to stretch out of my comfort zone and where I am. At least I know what this has to offer. And so we won't experience new things. We won't take on new things because of this discomfort, this dis-ease about stretching out of our comfort zone. This world of this unknown. I don't know how to grow, so I'm not going to go there. It could be anything. And I am not on a soapbox. I am in process with you as your coach, but I am sharing with you the wisdom that I have grown to know to be true. I couldn't share it with you if I didn't know and have grown in knowing that this is true. Change requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And many of us will stay in that place of comfortable. That place that is comfortable, even if it's miserable. That's why many of us, we will stay in relationships that are uncomfortable, relationships that we're miserable in. Of course, Coach Adams is not talking about a husband and wife covenant. That's a whole different level of relationship. And so I'm not going to get into that. I'm not tackling that. But I'm saying a relationship where you may be dating someone. I'm using this for the sake of illustration, so please understand the point that's being made, that many of us, we will stay in relationships that do not serve us, that we're miserable in. Many of us will stay on jobs that we're miserable in. And we have the ability to change. We will stay in circumstances that we're miserable in. Why? Because it's familiar. And we're afraid to change, that fear of loss of knowing, at least I know this, instead of allowing ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone on the other side. It's so interesting. I was speaking with an individual just yesterday, and she had a double knee surgery. She had a double knee surgery. And I prayed her through this process. I was one of the many people that prayed her through this process. And yesterday, because she is just experiencing this new vibrancy of life, and we were sitting down having a conversation, and she was sharing that for so long, the fear had her paralyzed. And she was sharing with me, she said, "Wow, I can't believe how long I waited to have the surgery because of the fear." And she said, "Now I'm on the other side and I'm more vibrant than ever." And she's actually 73. And she's like, "I'm more vibrant than ever." And she said, "I would not be experiencing and living this greater quality of life had I not been willing to grow to another level and stretch myself out of my comfort zone." The pain she was sharing with me, she said, "The pain I knew very well. I knew it. I knew the pain very well." And the fear of this unknown, again, we're talking about the knowledge gap. I don't know how to grow to the next level. And so she did some research. She spoke to people who had the procedure, so on and so forth, you know, doctors, whatever the case may be, to close this gap so she could grow to another level. And she said, "What I realize is in my later days of life, God has such an assignment on my life that I would not be able to fulfill that if I was still stuck in the past of pain. I had to move to another level." I don't know your story, for those that are tuned in, but this one stands out to me because I can relate on so many different levels that we will stay in situations that are painful. And that's the point of this, because of that fear to move to the other level. We'll stay in those areas lacking knowledge and stupidity or ignorance or whatever it may be, because we don't know how to grow. We don't know how to get on the other side. And as you know, our global listening audience listening in, I often use the illustration that when we look at a situation, oh my gosh, it can be so overwhelming. It seems so big and huge. It's like trying to eat an elephant. And how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. We can only step on our journey one step at a time. And so the timing gap, it's not the right time to grow. It's not the right time for me to achieve my dream. It's not the right time for me to go into change. I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too that. It's not. You don't understand. I don't have the resources. This. We get into all of that. We can justify anything. But that, in essence, we're living life as a victim, as if we don't have it in us to change. Again, remember, intentionality is something that is done on purpose and that is deliberate. And so if we want change, we have to be focused on purpose and deliberate, whatever it is. In hearing the story yesterday, she said, "I want to get out of this pain." That was the purpose for her having the procedure. So she was deliberate about that journey of, "I'm just doing it. I'm making the decision in spite of it. I'm doing it because I know this is not how I want to continue my days." One has to get to that place in a relationship that's not serving them, on the job that's not serving them. You know, it's so funny. I heard a story. Someone was like, they were in a movie theater and they were watching this movie, and the movie was horrible, but they had already paid for the movie. And so because they paid for the movie, they just kept watching it, and they were telling people, oh, my gosh, this movie was horrible. And they went on and on and on, and someone said, why didn't you leave? Who said you had to stay? Well, I already paid for it. Okay, that may be true, but you don't have to stay. If the movie is not good, don't give it any more of your time. If the situation is not good, don't give it any more of your time. You can leave at any moment. That was so profound to me. A simple story such as that. You can leave at any time. You can leave what? You may be saying, Coach Adams, what am I leaving? You're leaving the circumstances of where you are today that are not serving you to live your best life. Make the decision. But don't just assume change is going to come. It's going to happen. It will not just come. You have to do something that is that converter for change, that shifts the gears for change. When I sit into a car, starting the car is not enough. I have to put the car in gear, in drive, in order for it to go. And many of us, we are, quote unquote, in the train station of life, but we're not getting on board the train. And we're wondering, why is life passing us by? You're stuck in the station. Be intentional. Intentionality is that I get on the train. I get in the game of life. I can't be an athlete on the field and not get on the field just sitting on the bench. I got to get in the game. So whatever is holding you back, I want to encourage you today. Get in the game. My mentors always say, we love this game of life. When you're embracing it to its fullness, it is vibrant, it is uncertain, there's highs, there's lows, there's all of this stuff. But guess what? It is so enjoyable because that is where life is, in the highs and the lows. If you're living life on your brain chart, your heart chart, if there was a straight line, no vibrancy, that straight line would say, you're dead. There is no life. And so these highs and lows of uncertainty, that is the vibrancy of life. Live it. It's uncertain. Live it. You never know what's going to happen. You know the whole Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Life is uncertain. But what we can do is we can plan forward. It may not necessarily unfold the way that you anticipate it. I can say honestly, my journey did not unfold the way that I anticipated. But guess what? I am living a life that is vibrant. Every day is fulfilled. And I am truly grateful. It may not have completely unfolded the way that I would have planned, but I'm still embracing the journey, even with all of the uncertainty. So the timing gap, as we are talking about this law of intentionality, understanding that growth doesn't just happen, and we're looking at these various gaps that prevent us from growing, the assumption gap, the knowledge gap, the timing gap, it's not the right time to grow. The mistake gap. I'm afraid of making mistakes, Coach Adams. You don't understand. I won't step out because I'm afraid that I'm going to make the wrong decision. And so you assume that if I just stay here and just let things unfold, I'll be okay. And then you complain, you murmur and complain about the results. And then you want to be a victim because you didn't want to make a decision for change. You didn't want to make a decision to grow. You can't sit back and murmur and complain and say, woe is me, if you're not participating on your journey. If you're not in the game and just sitting on the bench, the person on the bench, they can't say anything about what happened on the field. They weren't in the game. If you don't get on the train of life, you can't say anything about where the train went if you're stuck in the station. You have to participate. It's not enough just to have breath in your body. You have to fight for this life and this life of abundance and vibrancy. So the mistake gap, you know what? Okay, so what? We fall down. You fall off the horse, get back up. Many of us fall off the horse and we never get back on the horse again. Why? Because we fell once. Get back up. You started a business and it wasn't successful. You fell down and you refused to get back up. You had a broken relationship and now you refuse to get into another one. You know, whatever the case may be, I don't know your story. I can go on and on. You can come up with your own story that completes what we're talking about. You get the point? Bottom line, close the gap. Life is about closing the gap. Intentionality is about closing the gap. This process is about closing the gap. Identify what is the gap and do what you need to do to progress forward to close the gap. The perfection gap. Oh, my gosh, this one got me, I tell you. I would be fighting in that stage of perfection, trying to have everything perfect and just right, trying to dot every I and cross every T. Life is not like that. It just isn't. Life is flawed. We're broken people. We're flawed people. We have imperfections. But it doesn't mean that we can't still grow. We can. Even with all of that, we can still grow. And so I want to take a pause here. I have a few additional growth gaps that I want to share with you. But I do want to open the lines because I love the interaction. And so I want to toss it to you, our global listening audience, to let you know that this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are in front of your electronic device, be it a laptop, desktop, tablet, smartphone, iPad, you do need to dial in. 561-453-9374 to interact with us. You must dial in area code 561-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We welcome the interaction, and I trust that if you're getting something from today's installment of Motivational Mondays around growth doesn't just happen. Play in the sandbox with us and interact. Ah, I see we have a caller. Area code 916-8612, last four digits. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you for being there. What's your question or comment? Caller, you are live. You might have your line individually muted, but I have you unmuted. You're live. And on the airwaves, go for it.
Hi, Coach Adams, Carla Prayer, Sacramento.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I just want to say thank you for doing what you do, doing these shows and these, classes, because you hit so many points with me that consistently inconsistent, I was like, oh, okay. So now, you know, I'm hearing you and I'm making strides and put my consistency on the schedule. So I notice when I take the time and just write it out, I will follow a schedule, but just haphazardly. But I guess that would be called goal setting, huh? So I just wanted to thank you for that and sharing and just really hitting that nail on my head about that inconsistent consistency. So thank you, and I appreciate everything that you do.
You are so very welcome, and thank you for tuning in today to Motivational Mondays. And I want to encourage you, and I appreciate your transparency, and I'm sure others listening in, that's a challenge for them as well, that they are consistently inconsistent, and they want to fight to grow and be consistent. You're ahead of most in that when you write it down, you will follow through on it. Many will write it down and they won't follow through. And so I want to encourage you and give you additional tools around that. Utilize whatever the technology is that will support and serve you best as a reminder to help to keep you consistent. You know, I had in my coaching practice an individual and they were writing information down, for example, in an old school day planner, and that's what they felt that they needed to do. But yet, they were feeling frustrated because they were not following through with what they had written down. And they were struggling. They brought it to our coaching sessions and said, "Coach Adams, I'm frustrated. I'm writing it down, but it's not happening." And I said, "Well, tell me, what are you using?" Because technology today, there's so many options. And so often we have to break the guardrails, per se, that say we have to stay within this lane and we have to work what's going to serve us best. And so I want to encourage you that whatever the system is that's going to serve you best, don't feel like you have to do it in a way that people have said you need to do it. Do it in a way that best serves you, be it your smartphone, be it your tablet, your laptop, whatever that may look like. And then when we determine that for this person with smart technology, that their smartphone was a better option because they have it with them all the time, and they made that mere shift. And see, it's interesting because they went and got a planner and all of that because they're like, "Oh, I got to get a planner. I got to," and they weren't taking the planner with them because today, who really carries that? You know what I mean? I still do because I got to have that old school component along with technology, but that's what serves me. And so I want to encourage you so that you're setting yourself up, and setting yourself up is also allowing there to be markers. And so with that, whatever the system is, now allowing there to be little reminders that keep you on task, that remind you so that while you're getting into the rhythm of the discipline in this direction of being consistent, there's other things that are supporting you as your unofficial coach behind the scenes, like that little ding, 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 ding. Hey, it's almost 7 for Motivational Monday. You probably set an alarm for yourself, and that was your reminder. Okay, let me get on the call. So the same is true for our goals and our desires, having those little bells ringing, whatever it is, different reminders, so that it's reminding you, it's popping up before you. Hey, Carla, stay focused. Hey, you said you were going to do this. So utilize technology and those systems that will best serve you. I trust that that additional information was helpful for you.
Yes, it definitely was. I mean, something so simple. And, you know, I know that to do that for everything else, but I was not doing that for my business. Just putting that on there, scheduling my tasks, my daily tasks, is moving me forward. Just that is so simple. And thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. And again, thank you for listening and tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. Carla, I'm going to ask that you hit *1 to remove yourself, or 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Remove yourself, hit 1 on your keypad. And for those that still are online and you have a question or a comment, this is that time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. And again, I'll thank you for listening in. And we're going to continue forward into today's richness around this intentionality and the gaps, because I want to make sure that you can at least see what's holding me back. And I have a couple of more of the growth gaps that oftentimes will prevent us from moving forward and stop us from getting the results that we desire, that will prevent us from hitting the target. We fall short. That perfection gap. We were talking about that before Carla chimed in and we took a caller, and I shared being very transparent. Wow, I remember when I was in real estate, I could not send out a flyer. And I'm just cutting to the chase of the story until every I was dotted and every T was crossed. People around me, they're doing it. They're sending it out, typos, whatever the case may be. Now the business is starting to flood in for them because it was at a time when it was a refi market, and I mean just going off the charts. And I'm still trying to, I'm stuck in perfection. I'm still trying to dot every I, cross every T. And I move too slow. I move too slow and miss the opportunity because I was stuck in perfection. So what I've grown to realize is that I'm operating in excellence. And excellence is about, for me, for Coach Adams, it's about giving and doing my very best in that particular moment. It doesn't mean that I'm not still growing. It doesn't mean that I may shift to another level. But it's about giving and doing my very best in that moment is excellence. And so I operate in excellence, but I don't allow myself to get stuck in perfection because perfection will get you paralyzed and you won't move. You won't take any steps because you're still caught up in trying to dot every I and cross every T and dot every I and cross every T and dot every I and cross every T. And if you miss an I here and there and a T here and there, the first draft, so what? At least you've gotten something out there. Now, I'm not saying just put anything in the atmosphere. I mean, you know, whatever your brand is, whatever you want your brand to represent, you have to deal with that. But if you do your very best in the moment, that's all you can do. Your very best. The inspiration gap. I don't feel like growing. I'm not inspired to do so because life is so Do what you need to do to inspire yourself. Make a connection with technology. Turn on YouTube. Turn on a TED Talk. Turn on whatever it may be for you, you know, and allow yourself to get inspired. All of this with today's technology, it's hard for me to really support someone in being in a slump because there, if you can just hit a key on a keyboard and hit play on a YouTube video that inspires you, that gives, you know, I mean, it's like, come on your smartphone. We're carrying inspiration in our hands today, in our pockets, in our purses, with us through smart technology. So this inspiration gap as an excuse not to grow, I don't feel like growing. Do what you need to do to fight. Don't be a victim. And I can't say that enough. Don't be a victim. The comparison gap. Many of us get stuck in this comparison gap, and this is why I won't grow. Oh, I'm not as good as so-and-so. I'm not like so-and-so. I'm Nick. No comparison. You are a unique individual that was created for a purpose. No one was designed like you. No one has your footprint. No one has your fingerprint. No one has your exact DNA. Out of 500 million cells, 499,999 of them died. Only one remained, and that was the one that created you. You are a miracle, and you were created uniquely. So don't try to compare yourself to others. And the world around us, it always has us comparing, looking to other people and trying to measure up to this one or measure up to that one. This comparison gap will stop you every time. It'll stop you from growing to the next level because you'll always feel like someone else is better. Others are better than I am. Someone may have more knowledge in a particular area, but you don't have to stay there. You can further educate yourself to grow to that next level. And certain things that you have, they don't have, because each of you were uniquely designed and created. The expectation gap. I thought it would be easier than this. I know my hand is raised. Sometimes on my journey, I'm like, I thought it was going to be easier, this journey. Nobody told me it was going to be so difficult. My mom, I forgot, I think it was 20-plus hours that she was in labor, and we joke, and I often tell her, it's because I didn't want to come. I knew how hard it would be in the womb. And so the journey is not easy. Success is not easy. You talk to anyone that has achieved success, they'll let you know it wasn't an easy journey. But if you fight for it, you'll get on the other side. And so ask yourself these questions. Where do you want to go in life? Where do you want to go? This is your journey work as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Ask yourself the question, where do you want to go in life? What direction do you want to go in? Where do you want to go? What direction? What does it look like? We can't do what we can't see, what we don't have an image of. What's the farthest you can imagine yourself going? Dream. Allow yourself to dream big. Imagine, if you will, if Steve Jobs, creator of Apple, wasn't a big thinker. Many of us are carrying Apples, iPhones, iPads, iPods, Macs today because of someone having a big dream, imagining the big something that hadn't even been created. It's not that great to dream it today because it's been created. But back then, it was huge. Someone saying, the Wright brothers, let's see if we can get this equipment in the air and fly. I can go on and on. Ask yourself the question, how long will it take me? Forecast, how long will it take me so you can have a target? Where do you want to go in life? What direction do you want to go? What's the farthest you can imagine going? How long will it take you? And then just simply make the decision. Do it now. No, really, really, really. Do it now. Seriously. What are you waiting for? Just do it. Step out. Allow your dreams to become a reality. Wow, it is amazing how quickly an hour of power passes by. Want to continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, so you can connect through social media. Just simply look up Facebook, our Motivational Mondays forum. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today on our next installment on next week. I'm so excited. We have a dynamo that will be sharing with us in our virtual boardroom on June the 17th. We have musician LaVance Coley. He is going to share with us the relentless pursuit of a dream, the relentless pursuit of a dream. I want to stay connected with you if you are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network. Shoot a quick email to coach@coachadams.com, coach@coachadams.com, so we can make that connection. Want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our live empowerment workshops, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams for you to shape up and win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you would like additional information, shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In addition, through our full circle of empowerment, there is one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking, teaching, and training that is available. For information around any of the services that Coach Adams has to offer, again, you may send an email to admin@coachadams.com, visit coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310 888-729-2101. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I want to remind you of this very simple point. I coach and you win.